Welcome to the Pastor and Intern Podcast. My name is Eric. I'm the pastor on the podcast. I'm here with Will, the intern. Will, how's it going?
It's going good.
Great. And we have Jenna back with us. Jenna, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm sleep deprived, but I'm good.
Well, good.
did you have a good hiatus?
I did.
You were
fun.
You were missed.
You were. We had to record that episode twice. So
we did.
Oh, really?
And there's some things that we will not say right now that went on during that podcast.
We do need to tell you those.
But
so.
We will tell you what happened.
Yeah, that was.
Oh, gosh.
And that's stuff you have to die with. Anyway, so here on the podcast, as I'm letting Will relive my nightmare, my personal nightmare,
yeah, that was great.
We're updating the podcast.
We are.
So we don't have a book on our thing
no,
anymore.
No, we do not anymore.
No, it's more modern.
Yeah, I think it's directly behind me here on that TV.
Yeah.
It's very far away.
It's pretty cool.
If you can see it.
I like it.
I do too.
Picked it out of a lineup. I'm like,
You did. I created a couple of them. And then, I should say create loosely a couple of them. And you pick that one.
So, Will, can you give us the slogan?
So our old slogan, what was it like to do theology? Dealing with theology and church matters for local church or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
So basically all I did was just make it smaller and then to change it to a podcast for the local church. So we're still doing really the same thing necessarily, talking about theology and church matters, I guess, for the local church.
Yeah.
But it's just like I said in that video, hopefully you saw that video on Facebook, right before we took this break, the two-week break, talking about how we don't want to talk about things that you're not asking questions about,
yes,
or that you don't care about, right? Because then this would be no point.
Yeah.
And so that's really what it is. It's a podcast, not for a seminary, not for a seminary student, not for somebody who is it definitely could be for both, for a seminary student or maybe a pastor.
Sure.
But our primary target audience is those who are just your average Sunday morning attenders, Wednesday night attenders, faithful churchgoers, I guess. So it is a podcast for the local church.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
and
good
I
job.
Think it just sounds catchier.
Good job. Yeah,
podcast
sure.
Theology and church matters.
Yeah,
and all
those
that
all
stuff.
Help.
Yeah, right.
That's a mouthful.
It encapsulates all the stuff. But
yeah.
So, as I mentioned in that video as well, we are doing a giveaway.
Ooh.
So if you remember, and I don't know, Jenna wasn't around at this time, but this time last year, maybe it was a couple months ago, maybe in March of last year. I don't remember we did that. We did another giveaway.
Yeah, I remember that,
with our partner, the CSB Bible. We also had a Christ-centered exposition, Revelation, and also, was it a gift card? Chick-fil-A gift card.
That's right.
And
that's
we
right.
gave that away. It went well. So we're going to do it again, but in a much bigger area, I guess, or with a lot more things, I should say.
Yeah.
Minus a gift card. We don't have a gift card.
No, we don't.
Eric really failed us on that one. So.
Yeah, okay.
Darn.
Whatever. Whatever.
So, but we are going to do a giveaway. So that's what we're just going to do on this episode. Is we're really just going to walk through the things we're going to give away, and then when we get to the end of the episode, we'll tell you how to enter and things. I will tell you at this moment, this giveaway will run for about a month. So today is June 3rd, I believe, or when you're hearing this is June 3rd, and it should run till about July 8th. So it's going to run for about a month long. And then we'll pick a winner on that date.
The reason why we're giving all these books away and all this stuff is not only because we are insecure and want to be liked, but also because we are trying to equip people with some really good resources.
Yeah.
Now, to be honest, we haven't read every single book that's over
here. No.
Okay. Contrary to popular belief, Will and I have not read every book in existence. But the people that sent us those books are very trustworthy.
Yes.
They're good people, or they come from good institutions.
Right.
And all that stuff.
Yeah, so when we went through and picked these organizations that we're going to mention in a second, that was obviously one of the things is I wasn't going to go to some super liberal whatever.
Yeah.
Or some person that I've never read anything from or things of that nature. So you can, as we have not read all of these things, we do trust those who have written them or who have at least sent them to us, even though we may not know the authors.
Yeah.
Them. So why don't we do this? Let's just go ahead and jump into the giveaway. We'll walk through some of these things, tell you where you can check out the publishers and organizations, and then we'll conclude this episode. So, Eric, I think you're going to kick us off here.
Okay.
Your first thing.
So, one of the sponsors for our giveaway is called 10 of Those, and I'm going to be honest, until a month, maybe a month and a half ago, I had no idea who 10 of Those was.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I had no idea who they were. But they're pretty awesome because they're an online book distributor that are passionate about books that point people to Jesus. That's literally what they do. Everything is handpicked to sell. Everything is discounted. And their shipping is always a dollar. So I know that the people that like shop at Amazon, that's one of the big things they like to do. But shopping, and when you buy something, it's just a dollar. They are the official bookstore for T4G, TGC, Cross Conference, and a bunch of other stuff. And so one of the books on the giveaway is called Guerrilla Christian by Roger Carswell. That is a book I have actually read. So it's a really, really short book. It deals with, I can't remember how many questions are in the book, but I think it's like 100 or something like that. Mm. And some of them are longer, so obviously some questions are deeper or more complex, but some are really short. And so he does a really good job of answering all those questions. So I've read every word in the book, and it's a book that I would tell you to read. It's an easy read. You can read in a couple of days. So it's like 109 pages or something like that. So
nice.
Good book. It's a good book.
Yeah, so you can check out more about 10 of those at 10ofthose.org. Mm. I'll be honest with you. I don't think I put that on your sheet, did I? I left it blank there.
Listen, okay.
Man, we all fail.
I was wondering why there was a giant blank there.
Yeah, that's what that was.
But I said, you know what? I'm going to ignore that and move on.
Forward and keep going. All right, Jenna, your turn.
Okay, so our next sponsor is the CSB Bible, which is the Christian Standard Bible, and my microphone is falling in front of my face as I talk.
Good.
Good times. But it is the CSB Bible, and it is a note-taking Bible. So the CSB is a Bible translation for everyone. It is a Bible translation that new believers can understand and one that every believer can turn to. A Bible you can share with anyone you meet, no matter their background or their education. It's a Bible clear enough for young children to understand and accurate for your personal study. And we are so thankful for the CSB's We're so thankful for their partnership with our podcast, and you can check out more about them at csbible.com.
Yes, csbible.com. It is a note-taking Bible. It's a really nice Bible.
Yeah.
It is a very nice Bible.
And it's the CSB, so you can't go wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we preach, read from the CSB. Good stuff.
All right, Will, what's next?
Yeah, so another sponsor is Crossway. So they're giving away Gentle and Lovely, The Heart of Christ for Sinners and Sufferers by Dane Ortlund. I don't know if you're familiar with the Ortlund family, but their entire family has something to do in Christian publishing or...
The name Dane.
Or teachers or
it's a good name.
Things of that nature.
Strong name.
It is a good name. But I have seen this book or read about this book many times on Twitter or on different avenues. There's a bunch of people who are reading this book right now. So Crossway's purpose as a not-for-profit ministry is to publish gospel-centered, Bible-centered resources that honor our Savior and serve His church, which is one, and Gentle and Lovely is one of these resources. They seek to help people understand the massive implications of the gospel and the truth of God's word for all of life and for the glory of God. And you can learn more about Crossway, this book, if you don't win the resource and the resources they offer by visiting crossway.org. By the way, Crossway, I mean, if you just look at your library, at least, Jenna, I mean, you may have Crossway books, I assume, as well. But if you were to go in there and look at our libraries, I guarantee you 95% of the books would be published by Crossway.
Yeah, I don't know if I do or not.
Well,
also, I have to say, I'm looking at it now and it says Gentle and Lowly.
Oh, look at that. Lovely. I put lovely. This is great. Gentle and Lowly. See, that's why we have the books out. That is why we have the books out. Gentle and Lowly, The Heart of Christ for Sinners and Sufferers. Regardless of the name, it is a great book. I've read part of it. I haven't read all of it yet, but it is a good book. All right, let's move on before we continue to sit in my mistakes.
Okay, so Moody Publishing is another one. The book that we're giving away is The Church by A.W. Tozer. Just to be honest with you, I picked up the book and I thought I'm just going to read a chapter of this book and then put it down. I learned that concept fairly recently, that if you're not enjoying a book, there's no reason to finish it. But I read the whole thing. I read it in like 3 days. It's a little bit longer than the Guerrilla Christian book that I referenced earlier. But A.W. Tozer, the publishing is from a nonprofit Christian publishing house located in Chicago. It's founded by D.L. Moody in 1894. They've distributed more than 300 million books, spanning from Bible commentary and reference to spiritual and relational growth, as well as award-winning fiction. You can check out more at moodypublishers.com. The Church by A.W. Tozer is a really good book. He doesn't have any formal education, but yet he attacks all those that do have a formal education in Christian ministry. Mm. And he doesn't pull punches, what I like. So
he really does.
It's a good book. It's a good book.
It is a good book. All right, Jenna, go ahead.
Okay, so our next one is from the International Mission Board, the IMB. It is a prayer book and a Give and Go book. Well, all in one.
Yes.
The IMB exists to serve Southern Baptists in carrying out the Great Commission to make disciples of all nations. To possibly partner with the IMB on a future mission trip or to find out more information, visit IMB.org.
Yeah, so the SBC, the IMB is a part of the SBC, the Southern Baptist Convention, right?
Yes.
And they, so they're, what it is they gave us a nice little bag, got a nice little blue IMB bag over there. And then you have that big old picture book, probably the biggest book over there.
Yeah.
That's different stories and things of missionaries, and then also a Give and Go book. So places people can go to travel, to be missionaries, what you can do, and then also how you can give. And there's also a letter from Paul Chitwood in there, Dr. Chitwood. So he has personally written us a letter.
All right, Will, what's next?
Yeah, so next up is IVP Press or InterVarsity Press. This book is titled When Narcissism Comes to Church, Healing Your Community from Emotional and Spiritual Abuse by Chuck DeGroat. Now, I have to say, before we are giving this book away, but I have not read this book, nor do I know much about Chuck DeGroat. I trust IVP Press, but I don't know. And I don't know, Eric, if you've heard of that guy before. I think he's a pastor somewhere or read the book. But
yeah, no, I don't know of him. I haven't read the book. IVP is more academic.
Yeah, it is.
As far as what they do.
Yeah, so it is.
That's all.
I trust IVP, but I just want to make sure that is said before. So IVP Press or InterVarsity Press is an extension of the InterVarsity Christian Fellowship / USA. The IVB or the press serves those in the university, the church, and the world by publishing resources that equip and encourage people to follow Jesus as Savior and Lord in all of life. And you can find out more at IVP Press, ivpress.com.
There you go. Well, you're doing a great job.
It's like the CSB Bible when they do like, well, it's not CSBB.
CS Bible.
CS
yeah.
Bible.
Yeah.
ivpress.com. So.
All right, so our next sponsor is Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, which I am partial to. I graduated with my MDiv from there. It is a great school. The book we're giving away is The Doctrine of the Bible by David Dockery. Swibitz has been around for a long time. It was known as the crown jewel of the Southern Baptist Convention. It's in Fort Worth, Texas. Their new slogan is "Come Home to the Dome." They offer, I know it's their thing. It's whatever.
Come home to the dome.
I recently was talking about going back to school with one of my friends from there, and he's like, "Are you coming home to the dome?" And I'm like, "No, I'm not." And he's like, "You're dead to me." And he hung up the phone. So anyway, so if you want to apply to Swibitz, they not only have master's programs and doctoral programs, but they also have a college there, the college at Southwestern.
I went for a year.
Yeah. So Will can endorse it or not. So anyway, so they're one of our sponsors. I love Swibitz. It will always have a place in my heart. And Southwestern and Fort Worth are places that I love. That's Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary.
One of these days, we'll get Dr. Adam Greenway on the podcast.
Shout
one
out.
Of these days. That's right. So the next person we or partnership that we have is with Ligonier. So the what they're going to give away is a code to Ligonier Connect. Now, what Ligonier Connect is a resource that you can access online with this code. I think it gives you a year for free. And they have a bunch of different classes and things you can I was looking at it the other day, and I mean, there's like thousands and thousands and thousands of resources from people like Mark Dever, R.C. Sproul, I mean, all kinds of different stuff. But we do have a code that they're giving away. So Ligonier Ministries exists to proclaim, teach, and defend the holiness of God all in all its fullness to as many people as possible. They're known worldwide. They were founded by Dr. R.C. Sproul, who has now, I think, recently passed away, actually, a couple years ago. And like I said, their teaching fellowship consists of theologians, pastors, and scholars who teach through their different programs. And many of their online resources are free, and you can check that out more at ligonier.org. So that's that.
All right, our next Midwestern. One is Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. And you're like, wait a minute, you just talked about Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Yes, there are, is it five Southern Baptists?
Six. Yes, I think it's
okay. Great. Seminaries, and we're sponsored by a few of them, and Midwestern is one of them. We are giving away two commentaries from the Teach the Text commentary series on Romans and 2 Corinthians, or 2 Corinthians, as some would call it. Midwestern is one of those schools that's making a comeback. Don't
it
call
is.
It a comeback. They are becoming more and more popular within the Southern Baptist Convention. It's in Missouri, right?
Yep.
Kansas City, Missouri. And, you know, it's. It's just a good school.
Yeah.
Everything I've seen about it's good. Everything I'm hearing about it is good. If you want more information, a lot like Swibitz, through college, master's, or PhD, D-Men work, you can check out more at mbts.edu. you.
Yeah, it's a great school. We also had Dr. Allen on a couple.
And those commentaries are pretty, they're useful.
Yeah, they are. They're good for devotional use.
Yeah, so if you teach or anything like that, or know someone that teaches, they're good for you. There.
So we're thankful to MBTS. All right, Jenna, tell us about the ERLC.
So, like he said, the next sponsor is the ERLC, which is the Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission. And the book is The Storm-Tossed Family by Russell Moore. So the ERLC is an entity of the Southern Baptist Convention. It's dedicated to engaging the culture with the gospel of Jesus Christ and speaking to issues in the public square for the protection of religious liberty and human flourishing. Our vision can be summed up in three words: kingdom, culture, and mission. You can check out more at erlc.com.
Yeah, we're big fans of the ERLC. And Russell Moore, good
Russell Moore, that guy's legit.
Good guy. And I've heard good things about that book. I have not read the book, but I trust Russell Moore. Great guy. All right, next up. So we talked about Swibbits. We talked about MBTS. Now let's give some love to New Orleans.
Nobbits.
Yep, New Orleans. But yeah, it really doesn't have a like. Swibbits is like the only one that has a, you can say it like that. Right? The rest of them are like, no,
they don't
really say
that. Don't quite work.
So New Orleans is giving away a couple of books by Dr. Dew and also some shirts. So they're giving away a couple of things. We've been to New Orleans Seminary campus. We took a group to camp there. What was that, 3 years ago now? Is it 3 or 2 years ago?
This summer it'll be 3 years.
It was a great camp. Great campus. Whether God is calling you to as a pastor, missionary, counselor, youth minister, educator, worship leader, apologist, or something else entirely, NOBTS has a ministry training option for you. And most of all, because they are located in New Orleans, this community will equip you to follow God wherever He leads. So to apply to their master's, undergraduate, or PhD work, or to just find out more information, go to nobts.edu. We also had Dr. Dew on a couple months ago as well.
He's a good guy.
So you can check that episode out.
He's a pretty well-rounded
guy.
Yeah, he is.
And I don't think we didn't realize that going into that interview.
No.
The guy's got like 2 PhDs. Yeah, he's incredibly smart.
Yeah.
Nice guy.
All right, so our next sponsor is Banner of Truth. And the book we're giving away is The Great Transformation, The Sanctification and Glorification of the Believer by Maurice Roberts. I've never heard of the book or the person, but
yeah. So Banner of Truth focuses a lot on the Puritan writings, I think.
Ooh.
So I'm going to assume that this is, I don't know if it's an older writing, but they focus a lot on that spirit of things.
Well, let me just read you a little blurb that you put on here. While the last half century have seen many changes, the policy and aims of the Banner of Truth Trust today remain the same as they were at the beginning of the 1950s. The advancement and dissemination of the knowledge and understanding of the Christian faith. Check out more information, visit banneroftruth.org.
Yeah.
Cool. I didn't even know that existed.
$10 to who can tell me who founded the Banner of Truth? Do you know?
No.
Do you know? No, you don't. Okay.
Who was it?
Well, I think it was Ian Murray.
You can't think. You can't
I'm pretty sure it's
ask
Ian Murray.
Me to guess.
I'm like 99% sure it was Ian Murray.
Well, now you have to look it up.
I do, but I'm...
Now you have the audience on edge.
I hope
it was
wrong.
It was Ian Murray.
Okay, great.
Thought so.
So, Will, how do we enter thought this? How do we do this?
Yeah, so here's what's going to happen. I'm going to post, or we'll post, a picture of the giveaway items, or at least most of the giveaway items, on Facebook. So it'll be on our Facebook page, the Pastor and Intern Podcast Facebook page.
Yes.
It'll also be on our local church's Facebook page, Respective Church of Blackshear. And all you have to do there, I think, is just go share that post. Tag a friend and share the post. So if you tag a friend in either one of those posts and share it, you'll be entered to win that. And then you can also do that on Instagram. So it'll be on Instagram. And I think just tag 2 friends there because you can't share a post on Instagram.
Right.
I guess you could put it in your story. But just tag 2 friends on Instagram, enter to win that way. And then on Facebook, the post will be on the Pastor and Intern page as well as the First Baptist Church of Blackshear page. Just tag a friend and share either one of those, and you'll be entered to win. As I announced earlier, we will pick a winner and announce a winner on July 8th. Then we will get these resources in your hands for you to read or to give away or do whatever you will with them.
Good.
So.
Good job.
Yeah. So that is our giveaway.
That's good.
That's exciting. Exciting. So just as I mentioned already, make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. You can watch the podcast video on Facebook as well. Please leave us a rating and review on your podcast listening app of choice. We are for the word, for the truth, and for the church. Thanks again for listening to the Pastor and Intern podcast.